señor.
So, TR, KR4ACR. How you doing, Tom?
Good. You remembered my name, but I didn't remember yours. But just leaving cardiac rehab, headed for home.
My name is Terry, with a T.
Hi. Well, how's your day going? It's a pretty one out here.
Yeah, just busy. Just busy, but it's definitely beautiful.
My first day at cardiac rehab, and I didn't have to do much, but they got a lot of torture in mind for me. I'm kind of looking forward to it. It'll get me back in shape, and especially my legs, and laying around that hospital bed, and it really gets you fast, and I need to build that back up.
Yeah, it'll be nice for you to start getting feeling back to normal, son.
Oh, boy. Well, the wife's out in the garden pulling weeds, which is one of her favorite hobbies. Something's wrong with that woman.
I was going to say, I got plenty of those. Send her over.
The remedy for that, it's a little portable thing with two wheels on it and a pump in it, and it's called Roundup.
Yeah, I agree with that, but you know, in my yard, I have got several little places that I have put Roundup two or three times on. Unless I'm not mixing it right, it comes back every time.
My wife says, so don't tell her that, Terry. Mine is 4 ounces per gallon on the liquid form, and it's about empty. It's a 2 gallon container, I think, or 3. And I've had it for over a year, but when the daughter ordered me a new one, it's the same size container, but it's pelletized. And if you'll mix in a little just regular old iodized salt, you know, or salt with it, that seems to do a better job for me. It's some kind of a basic salt anyways, I think.
And I definitely never thought of that.
Put in a couple of ounces of salt with whatever amount you're mixing now. Whoa. This guy's got to be crazy. Let me get around this fella. He's pulling out of the Sphinx, trying to go over 4 lanes with the 53-foot semi-truck. But it is a beer truck, so if you're going to hit anything, I suppose that'd be the best thing to hit.
Yeah, that's true.
Dinnikin. I guess that's good beer. I don't drink, so I have tasted Heineken in years ago, and it's pretty stout stuff.
I don't drink either, but I've never tasted that. I tasted some about 40 years ago, maybe 50.
One boat I am. I just never did find any of it that I liked, and I'm a cheap drunk. If I drink a half of a Michelob Light, I can feel it, so I just don't.
How people try to cross, you know, 3 or 4 lanes of traffic. The truck is up higher. I guess he can see better, but still.
Still stuck across all 4 lanes. He just now made it across. It took him that long. And it says Green Co. on the side of his truck. And here comes a ambulance.
No shortage of those either.
Fancy for riding in them, I can tell you that. I've only rode in one, or two. Once when my heart went to pot, and one other time when the Flying Nun ran a stop sign and hit my wife's side of the car there, on the rider's side of the car. When we were doing 55 miles an hour, she just drove straight into the side of our car. because we passed an intersection, and she had a stop sign, and she also had a stop light, and she still ran it.
That's people, they take a lot of risks, and on the interstate, they wreck a lot.
They take a beating, then go out on I-85. I have to go down to the podiatrist at Anderson once every 6 months. But that's the only time I have to get on I-85, and there's just no other way around it, I don't think.
It won't ever be big enough for what's on it.
I thought the same thing, Terry, when they redone that down there where Highway 14 intersects I-85. They did a beautiful job on the road, but it didn't do any good. It stopped every morning.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's rare. Few and far between that I don't have to slow down going up between Greenland and Spartanburg.
Wrecks there almost every single day. I watch Channel 21, which is right there near that intersection, you know, and they show the DOT cameras, and it seems to be almost every day there's a wreck there. And around here, they kill a motorcyclist about one a week.
I can't imagine wanting to be on a motorcycle in all this traffic.
A lot when I was younger, and I loved it. I'm too old for it now. I'm 77, but I'd sure love to go back and do it again. But that was up in Kansas, and we didn't have traffic like this. It's just gotten crazy down here. Well, Terry, I'm going to jump out here and go put some push water in the car, and so I'll clear with you. Nice talking to you this morning. You have a good day. This is N0TR.
Okay, Tom, enjoyed it. I hope you have a good day and continue to get better. Nice to hear from you. KR4ACR will be clear with N0TR.